You both write music.
Right.
Yep.
Do you write collaboratively, separately?
Well, we have done some collaboration. Most of the time, those tend to be just really fun, upbeat, kind of we're sitting around goofing off, and that's when those end up being born. Most of the time, though, we tend to write separately, just because usually one of us is watching the kids and the other person is then getting to play. So
I think that's the Indigo Girls influence, too.
Yeah.
But we tried. It was funny when we started playing together, we sit down, we try to write a lot of songs together, and we just kind of realized that as a like collaboratively, we work better if one of us kind of comes with the idea in their head. And so I'll come with the song kind of with the lyrics fleshed out and say, you know, here's kind of the general thing. Would a banjo be cool with this? Would another guitar be cool with this? And then same thing, you know, like that song, Missy just was playing through it, and so I was trying like some guitar things and none of them sounded that cool. So then we said, well, let's try an accordion, because then on that chorus we could go really big with like the chords and stuff. And so we tried it and it was like, yeah, perfect, you know. So yeah, the songs kind of, we sort of create them and then bring them to the other person and they add all the little nuances to them.
Mm-hmm. Do you have to check your ego a little bit? Because you're bringing something.
We're still not very good at that, actually. Just
we're
to
married,
be honest.
So no. Especially since we have kids now, we have no ego. So we're just glad when one of us actually has time to write a song right now. So it's usually like 9:30 at night, like out in our barn or, you know, on the front porch or something. Because you can't even really practice in the house without waking up the kiddos. So yeah, if one of us actually gets through a song and is able to flesh out like chorus and verses, now we're like, yes, you know. So
yeah, we're still a little bit prideful occasionally on the songwriting process, just because, I mean, when you write something, you're usually pretty vulnerable with it anyway. So even with somebody, you know, like we've been married for almost 8 years now, but it's still, you're still protective of it, just like you are your emotions or what the things that bother you or whatever. So it's still vulnerable, which is kind of funny because, you know, knowing somebody that long and that well, you still are nervous to see what they're going to say. You know, it's kind of like anything, even like with the show or something, when you perform, you're almost always most nervous in front of people you know, which is weird because they're the people you tend to, they know you and they know, you know, your triumphs in life or your shortfalls or whatever. And but that's still the people I get most nervous about. You know, if my mom comes to see me play, or if Chase is sitting up for some, there's been a couple shows where we've played. We used to play in Atlanta. Sometimes I would play by myself on stage very rarely, and he would sit out in the audience. And I remember thinking, oh, that's different, you know. So,
is it helpful to have that other person on stage with you?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. It's also nice in terms of writing songs, because I always think if I write a song and then I'll try to like work through it before I play it for Miss, and then if I play it and I can watch her the whole time, and then I'm like, throw it away, you know. But then if I watch her face, and then I'm like, yeah, that's a keeper, you know. So it's nice because you have almost an instant person that will be honest with you. And because, you know, most people will be like, oh yeah, that's pretty good, you know. And then, but it's like you can tell with someone that plays with you, you know. And same thing, if she writes a song, I'll be like, yeah, that's awesome, let's work out all the rest of the stuff to it, you know, while we're sitting here and it's in our head. And
then you stop there, because they're all awesome, right?
Yeah. So, but yeah, no, it's definitely nice. It's definitely, especially having the other person on stage, too, it's just, you know, makes it that much more fun. And when it's your spouse, I mean, how could you ask for something cooler than that, to get to, you know, create that stuff together? It just adds a whole other element to things. So
it's fun.
So that's your grandfather's accordion.
Mm-hmm.
You have a mutual love of the Indigo Girls.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You were a theater major.
Right.
So was your first musical love musicals?
No, actually it wasn't. I would say, you know, I mean, thinking back to when
you hated musicals.
Yeah, actually it's funny. When we moved to New York, I said, I'm not doing musicals, because that's what everything was casting. Everything was musicals, and I decided I was a real serious actress, and I was only going to do serious plays. And I was like,
which there are just tons of everywhere, if you've noticed.
There were none, actually. And so my first audition, after about a month of living there, was a musical. And I got cast, and I was like, oh, and that's basically how it went down. I mean, I basically did musicals. So, but no, I would say my earliest thoughts of music was definitely more just kind of what everybody was listening to, pop or popular music, or, you know, sometimes what my parents listened to. Like, I remember my mom listened to Mike and the Mechanics. And I remember, you know, at first I made fun of her for it, but then I remember liking it at some point, you know. So I think it was just whatever music was being played around me, I kind of attached to it. But then it got, you know, my tastes matured to a certain degree as far as when I got in college, and then right after college, especially when we lived in Atlanta, I really got into the roots and folk and Americana scene and singer-songwriter scene, just because there were so many good ones in Atlanta. And it was just, I mean, it was like turning the lights on. I mean, you just go into a room and there was somebody phenomenal in the corner of a pizzeria singing a song, and it was their song, and you're like, are you kidding? You know, there's just so much amazing talent that I think that really, I mean, I really got into local musicians, and we had, you know, we had an arsenal of local musicians' CDs, and we'd go and support each other, and that was really fun. So it definitely, my tastes have changed, but now I like musicals, so... Mm-hmm.